Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith and Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight. In this 15-minute segment, we're going to be encouraged in our walk of faith, our process. We're going to be encouraged in the things that we go through and face every day and how we go through it according to the will and the word of God. Our process of there is a process that we're constantly being changed. We're constantly growing. We're moving in the direction of God's perfect will. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we learn more about him, we become more as he is, and we demonstrate and show the love of him. We show the power of him, the grace of him, but we show the growth and maturity of him as well in the spirit realm to a world that would never, ever know or see our God unless they see him through us. So we are being empowered because God has called us all to a destiny and a purpose, and getting there is not easy. It's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight, but we're on a journey that we're going to continually go through line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We're going to do this until we're free, until he cracks the sky and he comes back for us. So we're in a journey that never ends. We're always going to be changed and become more and more like him. So it is a great honor to be called by God, to know that we'll be called by him, and to walk in his statutes and his precepts and his commands, and to be more like him so that someone else will be encouraged by our life. They will be redeemed by our life because we'll be the one that's drawing them to Jesus. We'll be the ones who's showing them the love of God and reminding them that our Savior lives great and he lives great in us. We were on a study for the last 2 weeks about being blessed in an unlikely place. And we're going to continue that study about being blessed in an unlikely place because God uses unlikely places as he does unlikely people. And he uses these unlikely places to get us ready for where we're going. Last week it was about Esther and how she was in an unlikely place, and she was chosen by God before the foundation, even though she was in a place that she did not choose herself or put herself in, but it was because of the sins of her forefathers that they were put in exile. And in exile, God uses this unlikely place where she loses her parents and she loses her family around her, except for Mordecai, to become a queen. And God does that in her life. So, and not only does she become blessed in an unlikely place, but Mordecai becomes blessed in an unlikely place. And if every time you are, any time that you are blessed in an unlikely place and God does something wonderful in your life, expect there to be a Haman enemy that's going to come. Expect someone to be jealous of you. Expect to not understand how you got it, why you got it, and you shouldn't receive it. Expect there to be trouble because every time God blesses you, it brings out someone else who is jealous or is a hater of the God that you serve or the anointing on your life or that which God is using you in. That is a given, so you must always prepare yourself for that. You almost always have to keep yourself ready and know that even if those people come, if it's one or if it's many, if they come, if they plot against you and you know you're in the will of God, as long as you stay focused and keep your heart purified, as long as you stay in a place where God can constantly speak to you and he's pouring into you life, you're going to come out on top. You're going to come out like he says, and you're going to be what he says. So stay tender before him, and you're going to see him do great things in your life. We're going to go today to the book of Genesis, and we're going to talk about Joseph and his unlikely place of blessing. Because we talk about favor all the time, but we don't understand that favor brings you certain things. It's going to bring you trouble. It's going to bring you enemies. It's going to bring sometimes even family members who will never understand who you are and whose you are in God. But you have to continue to do what God says, knowing that God never makes a mistake, that what he's doing in your life, it's going to serve a purpose, and the purpose is greater than you. Just like Esther, you are to save many lives. You are to use that favor, because Esther had favor. It shows us that she had favor when they chose her to become part of the king's harem. She had favor when she went into there because the eunuch that was there, she had favor with him that he gave her the best choice pieces of meat. He gave her the best place that was in there, and then he gave her seven helpers, assistants to help her in the process of getting ready for the king. So she had favor, then she had favor with the king because he chose her. So, you know, we see that there's favor all on her process, and even after her process, but you have to understand favor brings an enemy. So we get here, and we understand that Joseph is Jacob's son, the son that he loved. He's the son of his old age, two sons of his old age, Benjamin and Jacob, of Jacob's old age, because he loved their mother, and she passed away. Rachel passed away. When she passes away, he's very grieved, because she died in childbirth, but we understand that God even had a purpose in that. God had a purpose in all that was going to happen. Joseph is loved by his father, and he is anointed in Joseph. He is given a coat of many colors, and the coat represents priestly coat, priestly garment. God is going to dress you. He is going to dress you with something that you could not ever get yourself or make yourself, and it's called his anointing, his word, his life, his truth, his power. And when he dresses you, it is not for you to show yourself off and be braggadocious, but it is to walk humbly in his will and do as he said. There will be many people that's going to be jealous of what God is doing in your life, but they're not willing to pay the price for what's going on. David is a prime example. His brothers were good-looking men, tall, but they were not willing to pay the price integrally for what David was doing. They did not like that, and we'll get to that. Might be a place of blessing at another time, but I want you to understand that that favor that's on your life, that grace that is on your life, that anointing that is on your life, many people will never understand, but you cannot stop, because you have been called to be a blessing to not only God, but to many lives. So we see that this coat is given to him by his father, which shows and represents what God is going to do for us, and how God is going to use us, and what the tunic that he's going to give to us. And each color represents a place of the priesthood. It represents something that's going to flow through you. Each color that God is going to use on your coat and our coats are different, because we've been gifted and called for many different things. And what you do, yeah, may be in the same field, but it's not going to be like I do, because just like our fingerprints are different, how we flow and how we're supposed to flow in the spirit, whether it's an intercessor, whether it's in the ministries of helps, whether it's a teacher, a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, whatever it is, however you do it, it's never going to be like how I do it. We will flow in the same spirit. We will flow in the anointing of God, but how you project it, how you deliver it, how you perceive it, whenever God gets it to you, and how you give it to the people, is always going to be with your flavor, with the way that fits your personality or fits you. We're not supposed to be copycats. We're supposed to be people of God that are uniquely designed, fearfully, wonderfully made, and we're all walking in our call, flowing in what God has already poured inside of us, but it's going to be different even though it's under the same umbrella. And that's what you have to understand. And you have to get comfortable with what's inside of you. Don't try to be like someone else. Be comfortable in what God has given you. Know that you are unique. I have said it and I continue to say it all the time. I am not, I'm an original. I'm not a copycat. And when God made me, he broke the mold on what he wanted to see flowing from me, because no one else, even though they might have many sons and daughters, they might have you can tell that they've been under me and that they've been under my teaching, they still have their own flow. I have a bishop and an overseer, but I do not flow. You can tell that I've been under his tutelage, that he's taught me, but my flow is still not his flow. It's totally different. But even though I'm under his umbrella, you have to flow under that anointing that is in your life for whatever it is that God has told you. Whatever you've been called to do, if it's administrative, be the best one and do it the way that God has given it to you. You have an anointing and a purpose that is designed by God, and you have to flow in that, knowing that when God finishes with you, it's going to be refined. It's going to be gold. It's going to get more and more, become more and more of the resemblance of him, his character, his integrity. It's going to look like his attributes, and that's what we want. Joseph here is
young man. He's a young man, and young people have a lot of zeal without wisdom, and he had a lot of zeal. God is teaching us how to have zeal, but have wisdom as well. And so he told his father, reported to his father, everything that his brothers were doing that were ungodly and was not right. Wisdom will tell us we don't have to tell everything, but we have to pray, and we have to ask the Lord to change them, to deal with them, to let them understand and see what it is that they're doing, because we all have a will. So we see that he doesn't have wisdom with his zeal, but we know that he is anointed, and he's a dreamer. He's a prophetic dreamer. He is a prophetic dreamer. He has a prophetic anointing on him, but he also has a priestly anointing on him as well. So we see that he's a dreamer, and he tells his dream. Wisdom would have told him what to say and what not to say, but it was all a part of the purpose and the plan of God, because God wanted them to hate him. Not because he's the God of that stirs up confusion and hatred, but he knows what's inside of our heart. And because he knows what is inside of our heart, he used what was already in them to put Joseph in the place that he needed to be. So we see that jealousy that they had, that hatred that they had, because they were operating in such a hatred, they were willing to murder their own brother. They were willing to deceive their father and murder their own brother for the sake of jealousy, just because they wanted him out of the way. They could not stand what was going on. But this originated with the father and the mothers. This originated between them, and it spread to the children. We have to be very, very careful how we entreat our children and anyone else in our family or outside our family, because what you're doing is causing something to happen and manifest to the children. Bishop Jake said something very profound. I heard him say this, and it is so true. And when it was talking about a mother and a father who were arguing, and how her mouth was like a gun, and she shoots the mouth off like a gun, but the bullet does not hit the father. It hits the children who are hearing her say derogatory things about their father. And yes, they will get on their father, get on their mother's side because the father's not doing right. But then they start to question themselves. I am part of my father. Am I like this? This is how my mother and other women will see me. So the bullet, the wound hits them. So we have to be very, very careful what we say, what we do, because our actions, our words, our conduct, they are seeds. They're going to bring forth fruit. It's going to bring forth something. It's something that's going to be planted, and it's going to be planted in the heart or the mind or the attitude of the actions of those around us and our children or someone else. And so we have to be careful that we're planting the right thing, that the seeds that we sow in everyday life, the words that we say, the actions, the deeds that we have, are those that are going to groom someone to grow up in a way, in a direction that looks righteous and not in a direction that looks not like God, that looks in confusion, that stirs up mess, that can't keep peace, that's jealous and envious of anybody. You have to understand that your life speaks volumes, and what you give off and what you sow will come up in someone else's life, whether you know it or not. What you say and do will come back through them. They will live it out. They will live it out, and it's either going to be a blessing to people, or it's going to be something that people can't stand, or they run away from, a curse, so to speak. So we need to make sure that now that we're running and we're moving in the direction of God, that our life speaks in a way that is positive and not negative. And this is what happens with Joseph and his brothers. They were jealous of him, and he's a dreamer, and God uses him in dreams, and he tells the dream, and the dream is something that is going to get him in trouble. I pray that this has been encouraging to you, to let you know that in everything you do, you've got to walk in wisdom, you've got to walk in understanding, even with your zeal, and that the life that we speak of, that we testify of, must be represented in our everyday life. That's all the time that I have today in this 15-minute of empowerment. We're going to come back tomorrow again for Favor Life, the process there, and pick up the story and the lessons and the valuable truths of Joseph for an unlocking place of blessings. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Be encouraged in your walk of faith, and know that God knows what he's doing in your life, and that you are the blessed one of God, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made for his purpose and his plan. We'll see you here tomorrow at the same time. Be encouraged and have a day that commands God's glory to come. Amen. Be blessed.